It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station.
I'm not sure that polar vortex has been a welcome addition to all of our vocabularies, but there are some other great weather words out there.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good Sunday morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
I am happy to send this polar vortex packing and consider the term from now on an expletive. But weather does bring out some interesting words, doesn't it?
It does, and I thought we should talk about the weather here because we're all talking about the weather everywhere else.
Exactly.
And talking about the polar vortex, someone said to me, but we seem to have experienced more than one, and what is the plural of polar vortex? The technical answer is polar vortices. But when you look it up in many standard dictionaries, you will also find vortexes. So we could have multiple polar vortexes.
And there are, depending on where you live, different names for a light snow. What are some of those names?
There are. And this comes from the Dictionary of American Regional English, which is a wonderful resource now available online. And many speakers around the U.S. call it a light snow. But for some speakers, it's a skiff or a skift. And if you use those terms, it means you're probably not from the East Coast. Speakers on the East Coast are more likely to use dusting or flurry, as are speakers in the Midwest.
Yeah, I thought so. That's what we would use. What about, you know, those little patterns that we see on the inside of the window, a little frost pattern? Is there a name for that?
Well, do you have a word for that?
No.
I don't either.
It's ice on the window.
Exactly. But there are people in the U.S. who do, and they call it a Jack Frost or a Jack Frost painting.
That makes sense. I like that. Either one of them works.
I like having a name for that.
So there are also variations on what we call a thunderstorm, and there's some good ones.
I call it a thunderstorm. Some folks call it a thunder shower, an electric or electrical storm. Then in North Carolina and a few other places, it can be a squall or a thunder squall. In the Dictionary of American Regional English, they also have one response where someone says, I call it, they're rolling the beer kegs around up there.
And I've heard it's God bowling. So there's that. Now, heavy rain has a lot of other names as well. Tell us those.
This is one of the best questions, I think, in DARE. And the question is, do you have joking names for heavy rain? The most common word that people gave was gully washer. But there were lots of other choices. Cloudburst, downpour. But then frog strangler, trash mover, chunk floater, goose drowner, and then I think my favorite, and just to introduce something scatological, turd floater.
Oh, and we always keep it classy on Sunday mornings. Thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome.